Hey, what's up, Aspiration Athletes? It's Devin here, and I'm coming at you today to talk about some changes going on within Aspiration Athletics. Thankfully, things are picking up on the coaching side of things, and I've had the pleasure of being able to work with a couple of individuals from varying fields and varying ages. Coming from different points in their fitness journey, being able to work with them and coach them on not only a sport performance and sport optimization basis, but just a transformation of body and self. So that's been a really unique experience, and that side of the business is picking up, as well as you know, how busy I've been trying to obtain all of the necessary paperwork to, you know, operate as a trainer and coach within the industry. So, you know, the last week and a half, I've acquired all of the proper insurances I've needed, and I've acquired my LLC to be recognized in the state of Michigan, and, you know, received my tax EIN number, and we're officially off the ground, folks. So Aspiration Athletics is officially recognized as a company. And with that being said, you know, that was the intent all along. But so far, you know, with that happening and me operating the other facets of the business, it's taken me away from some of the media production side of things. And I just want to assure all of you that I will be posting at least one episode weekly. I tried to get as many episodes done before this point because I knew that this was going to be something I would face in the near future, which I am now. So I want to talk about some things that are going to be changing and some news to get excited about. So Aspiration Athletics is acquiring some great software to be able to produce better content to you. So what does that mean? Well, I won't be recording off of a headphone mic any longer. I'll have more of a studio production value microphone as well as software to put together content that just flows better, sounds better, and ultimately is going to be more of what you want to hear. So with that being said, I have opened up the search for not only personal videographers, but you know, people to manage the production side of things as well, since the increase in Aspiration Athletics and our reach has grown. So with that being said, you know, what you can expect is the unveiling of the YouTube channel. That is going to be done before the end of March, preferably within the next couple of weeks, but I've been steadily working on forming out the layout and getting all of the intros made and formulating that content to be able to produce meaningful fitness content that is going to help you in your respective journey. So that's some of the media production side of things that are changing and occurring right now, which is why I've been absent for the past week or so. And I just want, like I said, all of you guys to know that listen to the podcast to know that I am still producing and I'm working on making each and every episode unique to my listeners. So that requires time, that requires, you know, the production side of things to be invested in a little more. So it's not only been an investment of capital, but it's been an investment of time. And it's all to ensure that this this whole operation is, you know, doing justice in terms of the message that's being sent. So on the flip side of that, now that I have officially taken off as a LLC, I have acquired a couple of clients. Now, what do I do exactly? So some people confuse me as just a personal trainer, and I suppose that that can be looked at that way. However, what I really do and what I really shine and I specialize in is training athletes. So I'm working with a youth wrestler at the moment who is preparing to transfer to a pretty good program in Detroit, Kaz Tech High School. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of that, but he's getting ready to transfer to that program. And although they don't have wrestling there, he is finishing up his middle school years at Ypsilanti Lincoln and potentially Belleville High School. So to maximize his output, you know, in middle school, we're working on wrestling, and then, you know, later down the line, once he starts to specialize a little more in football, we're going to be addressing his performance in football. Additionally, I'm working with a client right now who is doing phenomenal. His name is Justin Velotica, and we've been working together for the past 8 weeks now, approximately 8 weeks now. So we're about halfway through the 16-week journey that we've laid out for him. And he is down 20 pounds, and he's feeling great. This individual came to me with some pretty discerning deficiencies and things that would, for most people, sway them from any fitness journey. So here is a check-in with one of my athletes, Justin Velotica.
Hey, Dev.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good, man. So let's talk a little bit about your check-in today. I seen the pictures. You're looking really good, dude.
Thank you. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, yeah. So the side-by-side picture you sent me was your first and your last date, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, I noticed a lot of reduction, especially in the waist area. Like you said, the love mm-hmm. handles are starting to come down a bit, and your face, man, your face is starting to thin out quite a bit.
Yeah, it's nice to notice that I have a jawline again.
So, talk to me a little bit about how things went this week.
Things were good. The up on the rep range and whatnot, it was a little more rough than I intended, but it was good.
Okay, so that that transition from our power phase didn't put you in too much, just something to get used to with that higher rep range.
Yeah.
It's always tough going from anaerobic, where you're not using a ton of oxygen for that particular lift in a 3 rep range versus 15 rep ranges. You're getting more of that aerobic capacity exercised.
Yeah, and like it just wears you out with the shorter rest times and whatnot. Yeah. Drenched in sweat after like the first 2 sets. It's ridiculous.
I know, you were sending me pictures and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is just soaked. I mean, you do pick up quite a bit of heat while you're working, but I could tell for sure that higher rep range really, really was attributing to some water loss.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, man. Good. So how's everything feeling in terms of the lifts? Like, some of your compound lifts that I have on the training program.
Incline, bench went well this week. Definitely had a drop weight. Like when we were on that strength phase, I hit 225 like 2 weeks in a row.
Dude, that's awesome.
But now I had to drop it way down to like 155 to actually get the 8 reps.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I was like, what?
Yeah, and don't worry. I mean, once we get past this endurance phase, this is ultimately where we're going to see a lot of that recomposition of your body. So
yeah.
Within the next 2 weeks, you're really going to see yourself slim down, being of which we're kind of using a different energy source this week. That's why I said your meals are going to be changing.
Okay.
So, what we're shifting towards right now is, being that we went from such a low rep range and such a high intensity from that power phase of 3 to mm-hmm. 5 reps,
we're now shifting towards, as you can obviously see, a higher rep range of our compound movements along with the auxiliary and accessory exercises. Those are even higher. So the intensity is lower, but that overall rep range is higher. Yeah. So
like it also says on like the app that you I use Trainerize.
Yeah.
It actually shows I was putting up like 6,000 more pounds of volume as to when we were doing low rep heavy weight.
Right, exactly. And the volume is ultimately where we're gonna get that muscle damage to occur. And ultimately, you know, produce a different stimuli to continue to recompose the body and develop your musculature. Now, why our diet has to change is, so I had you on a more carbohydrate heavy diet the past several weeks for that power phase. And, you know, you could clearly see the abundance of rice and oats.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a ton of carbs. And what I wanted to do was get that fuel source of glycogen, because carbohydrates break down into glycogen, which is usable fuel for your muscles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, overhauling your system with glycogen during that three rep range gave you that sustainable energy to use on demand and allow you to crank out and feel good about your low rep range, high intensity. Mm-hmm. Now we're shifting towards such a high rep range that we want to use that storage of glycogen that we had from the last couple of weeks and burn it up, which we did this past week. Now we're going to be shifting towards a fat metabolism of a fuel source. So now what you'll see is higher fat intake, higher protein, and lower carb. So ultimately, you're going to be in the same realm. Like I said, there's probably not going to be a ton changing on your workouts this week. But what you will notice is much, much, much less carbs, higher fats, higher protein. Now, I give you a pretty good set guide of your meal plans. However, I want you to start being more flexible in what you choose to eat. Now, I'm going to display on your Trainerize account and on your profile the breakdown of macronutrients that I want you to try to follow. Okay. And this is where flexible dieting comes into play, Justin, is everything that I make out for you on your essentially contains the meals or the foods that I give you on the grocery list. So the further that we can start to shift to where you can manipulate and switch things out accordingly to match those macronutrient intakes, you can start to have a little more flexibility on what you'd like to eat. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. And like, I've just been noticing, like, I don't have to track my meals because I've gotten so used to like what I've been eating. So it's all portioned out the same. It's all like weighed out the same. Good. So that's the only reason like I've been slacking on actually my Fitness Pal. Right. I haven't been tracking my macros or anything because it's all the same for the most part. I just switch off from meatless days and meat days. But it'll be nice that I don't have to eat so much rice.
Yeah, and ultimately, buddy, like I give you – so I want you to look at the meal plans. It's not like a to a T I have to follow, but it's more or less a guide of what sort of measurements and what type of mixture of foods that you want to have as a nutrient dense option. So ultimately I use my Fitness Pal as a nutrient and calorie intake tracker to where I want you to maintain a certain amount of a caloric intake. So this past couple of weeks I've had you at like 2,380 or something like that.
Yeah.
Close to 2,400 calories. But the predominant fuel source being carbohydrate. So you knew that you had to keep your carbs high. Everything else kind of followed suit with lower protein, lower fat.
Yep.
Whereas now we're going higher protein, higher fat, lower carbs. So it doesn't have to be exact, but we want to orient the nutrients to be higher in those two aspects of fat and protein versus carbohydrates. So,
will this be like more towards how the beginning of my diet started, like with the avocado, the more eggs?
Yes. So, yeah, exactly. So, in the beginning, we started you more off on like a 40-40-20, which is 40% protein, 40% carbohydrate, and 20% fat. Yep. So we had a pretty, you know, evenly distributed fuel source of intake, and then shifted you towards basically a higher carbohydrate, and then now we're going into like a high fat range. Because your body's going to start to use that as a fuel source, being that you're lower body fat now. So all of these things are going to help aid in the body composition over the next couple of weeks. And I just want you to be ready to see, you know, to start recognizing these changes, so to speak, and recognizing how the meal plan and how the workouts are affected. So as far as it goes, in terms of the past couple of weeks with the power output and some of our rehab days, let's talk about how the compounds felt. You know, your knee, that was an issue before.
Oh, dude, it's like, so the muscle, the definition isn't there. The strength isn't like there as to my right leg or whatever, but the pain's pretty much gone. Anytime squatting, the pain's gone. Anytime lunging, the pain's gone. That patella, the tip of my knee, that it was giving me problems, I don't have that anymore.
Good, good. And we were dealing with an MCL injury beforehand, right? That was kind of the lingering problem. Okay. So a lot of those rehab days seem to be helping then, right?
Yeah, and honestly, the upward and, like, resistant cardio on the elliptical, I could feel it in my legs, like, the strength coming back and, like, the more, I don't know, it's more alignment, I feel.
Yeah, and I was going to comment, too, on your, just on your progress photos, you look like you're standing up a bit taller, and your stature is just all around posturally more sound. So that's good. I'm really glad to hear that you're not experiencing any more pain in the knees when you're doing your lower body movements. And I think that that's certainly attributable to not only the dietary, nutrition habits, you know, keeping things at a low inflammation of food intake, but, additionally, you know, just doing those rehab days and making sure that you're staying on top of that. You see now why that's a necessary evil, right?
Yep. Definitely do. Like, honestly, I've done like other things aside from the program too, to like kind of rehab it a little bit, just like unfockers and activations before like leg day or my chest day, with my shoulder and my wrist being a little sensitive some days. I got this massage ball, the like foam roll kind of like certain spots, I guess. Good. Like my lumbar, after I've been doing so much cardio on the rehab days, like sometimes after the elliptical, my, you know how I tore the lower lumbar on my left side last Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Well, it's getting a little tender after like the hit sessions on the elliptical. So I'd have to just roll it out a little bit.
Yeah, and that's definitely a good thing to do before and after, is roll out that tight musculature, get it engaged, and get some blood flow to get some circulation there to break up some of that tightly wound tissue, and then it'll probably release a bit and not cause so much nagging pain while you're doing HIIT and then post exercise going over it again. That's a really good method to do. And you said it's mostly in like your low back for the most part.
Yep. I know where it is. It's just like my right side wants to be dominant, so I have to shift my like body weight down to my left hip.
And that left knee is the knee that we injured, correct?
Left knee, left hip dislocation, left lower lumbar. Yeah.
So I want to point out too, you know, that anytime we experience foundational damage to our base, being of which our lower extremities, you know, our ankle, our knee, our hip, all of those are a domino effect on each other. And you can almost guarantee that when you have a knee problem, a hip or an ankle problem is going to follow, because you're going to become over dominant on the side that isn't in pain.
Yep.
Right. So like you talked about how early on and on your right side, like you had that pain and tightness on your left because you weren't using it as much.
Yep.
You were favoring the right side. Well, and I think you're starting to point out that, like, although you're still experiencing some uncomfortability, all in all, your left side is becoming more dominant and stronger, you would say, right?
Oh, definitely. It's just like learning your own body. I just haven't given it enough attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another, you know, major thing, key component I want to point out is really listening to the body. And most people think like, oh, if my left side hurts, I shouldn't use it. I should stay off of it.
And
it really does become an issue when people favor one side or the other, because they're completely eliminating all of the muscles that, you know, are working in conjunction to keep you upright and stable and ultimately function evenly on both sides. And to attest back to, you know, to circle us back into your posture, I can see how your knee and just pulling your chest into better position, because we're working so much back, you're looking like you're standing taller, more upright, and you just all around, like, I can tell that your knees in relation to your ankles and just your femur are in much better alignment and in contributing to a more sound compound lifting, you know, exercise. So kudos to you on that, brother. You're doing a really good job with all this stuff. And
well, I wouldn't be able to do any of it if I didn't have you to coach me, bro.
Well, I appreciate the sweet talk, man. But, you know, ultimately, dude, this is your output. And that's what I want you to recognize, is this is definitely, you know, you're putting in the work each week. You're staying consistent on your diet. And it's ultimately a lifestyle change, like we talked about.
Right.
Like this is something where you are in the mix right now, and you're learning and you're getting a feel of about what these rehab days are oriented on and what the whole, you're getting a rhyme and a reason for everything that you do. And for all of the listeners out there that tune into the podcast, you know, I want people to understand that I am here to educate, and I'm here to get you guys on an autonomous path. I don't want to make you recurring payment members and such. Like, my whole goal is to get everyone into the gym with a smile on their face and to feel good about their training and to feel like they can be independent. So once we can get you there, brother, you're going to be off to the races. And I just want to make sure you have a solid foundation before you get there.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Honestly.
Yeah, of course, dude, of course. But all in all, great job. Your weight check-ins, you're down. Let's see.
I'm officially 20 pounds down, bro.
20 pounds, wow. And most definitely 20 pounds of fat. Dude, your check-in pictures look phenomenal. I can't
wait to
see. I mean, we got 45 days to play with, brother. So we got some time. I can't wait. They're looking great. Each and every week, it's like a multiplier. Just when I think that, like, oh, he's making some small changes, like, the next week you double up. And it just looks that much better. And like I said, man, you're putting in all the work. Just stay consistent. And, you know, over the course of the next couple of weeks, trust the process, much like you have thus far, and
yes,
we're gonna make that much more progress, man.
Okay.
So I'm really happy you're excited, and I'm happy you're seeing the results that you want, because this is about you, dude. And you know, I want to take care of you, and I want to ultimately help you get the things that you want out of your training, man, because too often you know, we're in the gym and we're working hard as hell, but not exactly having a set goal that we can hold ourselves to.
Yep, set goal, walking in blindly.
Right. And I've been there myself, man, and it happens a lot. And I myself had to, you know, check myself in and be more focused on, you know, what I'm there for, because I found myself ultimately too, like, you know, finding or rather acquiring a lot of the goals that I've reached out to attain. You got to find a way to make it a challenge every time you step in, or find a way to reach towards something new or a new goal, or, I mean, something that keeps you going. And right now for you, it's getting you back down to a comfortable body composition. And then we can start to find out, you know, what type of athletic hobby you want to get into, because you'll be able to support those efforts. Whereas, you know, now we're working out through some injuries, we're working out through, you know, a lot of these deficiencies that you came in, you know, 40-ish days ago with, and now we're making some really good progress on it. So I just ultimately want to set you up to be ready to participate in extreme sports and such, because you will be.
Yeah, and I can't wait, dude. I would want to step on stage so bad. I'll probably give it until a year from now, and I'll try to.
I don't think it'll be a very, I don't want to say hard task. It's the premise is simple. It's not easy, but I believe that once we get you composed to a comfortable composition of body fat and lean body mass ratio, then we can start to play with your calories and put you in a nice lean bulk to put on some size, and then, you know, have you kind of build your.
And honestly, from like just being a bro gym goer, the bro diet, whatever, and doing the whole dirty bulk, I learned so much from that. But like, I started my like fitness journey just eating whatever, three meals a time, and I got beginner gains, but I didn't know I was doing all these certain alignments and movements wrong. And now we're
it's crazy, right?
Fix it. And like,
I myself, I experienced that too, when I had to go through and kind of redo everything when I was, you know, when I told myself I was going to do things right and do it with good form. It's a totally different dynamic in the gym, isn't it?
It changes the workout right, easy. Like, actually makes it hard instead of just throw weight around and not like, and I don't know, it just, now is my fitness journey. I used to think at like I had beginner gains, I was hot shit, that was my fitness journey. No, it's from going from 270 to get me back down to like 215.
Agreed. And you're definitely well on your way. We're at 244 and we're still getting down there, man. And you know, 45 days left. I think we can definitely get down another 10 or 15 easily and see how we feel, see where we're at. I mean, you're a pretty tall dude.
Easily.
And you've got quite a bit of muscle. So getting you anywhere in that, you know, high 220 or below 220 range is going to be pretty lean for you at your stature. But yeah. I know, man. I'm curious to
feel so good.
off, you know, what the blood panels are like. I know you were.
Oh, I take my blood pressure still like weekly. It's so much better, dude. And like normal for me used to be like 100 over.
Yeah, it was what, like, it was like high 110s, something, 140, I believe, wasn't it?
Now
it was like definitely in that high blood pressure category.
Yeah, I like pretty much borderline hypertensive. And now it's like 79 over 126.
That's a ton better, dude.
Last time I checked it. Good. So much better. Feeling so, so much better. Good. More
I'm
cognitive,
so glad, bro.
More
I'm
positive.
So glad. And the meat days are feeling, or excuse me, the meatless days, the days that we're going vegetarian, you're feeling okay?
Honestly, like, if it weren't for the, for those days, I don't know.
Really?
They make my stomach just feel so good. Yeah, like, I don't have any, like, stomach problems like I used to. I don't have any acid reflux. I don't have any
awesome,
indigestion.
I'm really
like
happy to
anymore.
Hear that. And ultimately, I'm going to take that feedback, and it'll reflect on your meal plans. So the meatless days, it's not gross or anything? You're not having trouble getting any of the food down?
Oh, no. The broccoli. That's the only thing I need to switch up.
Okay,
because,
yeah, you know, no, perfect.
I've had
I'm
enough
glad
of
you
it.
Mentioned
it
that.
Gets hard
some
days.
The only reason I put broccoli down there, essentially what I should put, and I'll make that correction, is 2 cups of whatever greens you like. Okay, just make sure that you wog it, but whatever greens that you like, as long as they're, you know, nutritious vegetables besides peas don't really have much of any nutritional value along with corn. But if you can find like sugar snap peas, I like to make, you can do asparagus, you can do zucchini or squash or, you know, like I.
Okay. Yeah, see, those are my favorites.
Perfect.
Zucchini,
yeah,
squash,
so
and asparagus.
Don't feel, I mean,
like,
and this is what these check-ins are for. I want you to ultimately tell me what you want to see. Tell me what's going well. Like, you know, like the broccoli, that's something we can totally fix. You know, just replace.
Well, I know. It's just been something I was so instilled on. I've always eaten broccoli whenever I've been on, like, a diet. And because I know it's easy, it's steamed broccoli. Throw it in the microwave for 5 minutes, it's done.
But I know, it's crazy, like, and I think you're right. Definitely switch it up with the greens. So just do 2 cups of whatever you like in terms of your greens. Lastly, I kind of want to go over what was it? Had something on my mind briefly before we got into conversation. Your meat consumption, or your meat days, rather, the days that you are eating meat on your active days, that you've been eating the chicken.
Yeah.
Do you have any ground turkey left, or?
Yep. I mean, I have like turkey burgers, but they're 93.7.
So
I just don't
93.7,
have any ground
how many turkey
at
burgers
the moment. I still have chicken.
Okay, so I'm going to try to add
like
those,
six,
and that's the
I think.
Denny O kind. Okay, so I'm going to try to add those to the list because ultimately, like I said, on your active days where you're eating meat, you're going to have higher fat consumption. So I'm going to try to – what you're going to notice is definitely a lot less rice, a lot less oats, and more of these kind of fattier meats on that day. And probably a slight caloric reduction, so somewhere between 22 and 2300, respectively. But on your meatless days, we're going to be higher protein, so we're going to be looking towards more meatless crumbles, more, you know, probably more of those Boca burgers or turkey, or the what are they? Black bean burgers.
Yeah, those are great. You get them from Sam's Club.
Yeah.
They're actually like
those are really
17
good.
Grams of protein at Sam's Club. As to like
stuff,
the Meijer ones, they're like.
So yeah, look forward to that because we'll be adding more of like the groundless meat and, you know, like black bean burger substitute on those meatless days just to account for the increase in protein, increase in fat.
So like you guys just heard, I like to do a more of an intervention style and troubleshoot some of the issues that my clients are having throughout the training program for that respective week. So I really take a lot of time to listen to their problems they may be having or humps in the road of their fitness journey, and we work to troubleshoot that so they can optimally meet their goals. So you can expect that when and if you decide to work with me on my Aspiration Elite monthly service. And that's where I coach and train individuals towards their goal. So Justin came to me with a weight loss goal and a goal to step on stage in a given amount of time. So we're working to recompose his body so that we can orient it towards stepping on stage eventually as a bodybuilder. So whatever your goal is, whether you're trying to train for a sport and become the best competitor in that respective sport, or you're simply trying to transform your body and find the body and acquire the body that you've always wanted, I am here to help you. And like I do with Justin, I intend to do with all of my clients and check in with them on a weekly basis. Let's set some goals. Let's talk about what really motivates you. And ultimately, let's find a way that's going to change your lifestyle and oriented towards, for one, a more productive lifestyle and a better quality of life via fitness. And I think that all of the people I work with have the potential to do great things and to ultimately be the best athlete or have the best body that they've always wanted. And I'm here to help you realize those things because I myself have endured and coming from a place where I thought I had no respect or no value as an individual via the fact that I was not physically fit. I was able to rewire myself and change my body and really do some awesome and incredible things with it. So I'm here to help you guys realize that same potential and having that indomitable will, instilling that in you so that you can be autonomous in your ventures and not only help in your physical fitness efforts, but also help you in enduring the ebbs and flows of life. So I'm Devin Burnison, and this is episode 15, you guys. Again, I am so thankful and so happy for the position that I am in, being able to speak to all of you and help you on your respective fitness journeys, as well as the people that I serve. You know, the testimonials and things that I receive from my clients, it really means the world to me to be able to have the impact that I do and have the ability and the opportunity to work with some pretty incredible people who just don't recognize their own power yet. And I want to help all of you guys out there. So if you have any questions, you have any concerns, or you simply just want to know more about the Aspiration Elite program, I will leave links down below to all of my respective websites and resources where you can figure out more information on the products and services that I offer. So it's been great, you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the show so far. Like I said, stay tuned. In the coming weeks, I will have better production value with the content I'm providing. So I really think that you'll be able to enjoy and savor the podcast a bit more. So without further ado, you guys, go out and own the day. And thank you so much for the support so far. And never forget, folks, aspire to inspire.